With considerable opposition from a shaggy little four-legged lump of trouble, this is Studio One at CBS. The Columbia Broadcasting System invites you to Studio One for the 10th in a feature series of hour-length versions for listening of celebrated stories, novels, and plays. We introduce the director of Studio One, Fletcher Markle.
Our story tonight is a comedy with its tongue in its cheek by George M. Cohan, the American theater's original wonder boy. Mr. Cohan was talented in more directions than seems believable. First of all, perhaps he was a song and dance man. But he also wrote and produced plays, composed songs, words, and music, and he was a great and magical personality of his time. One of his stage plays, an item called Baby Cyclone, is our selection for tonight. It's about three men who lead a general dog's life because of three women's concern for a particular dog's life, a Pekingese dog named in the title. Our players tonight include two favorites, Everett Sloan and Ann Burr, and a trio of newcomers to Studio One, Miss Pert Kelton, Ian Martin, and Leon Janney. We suggest you listen carefully for their revelation of Mr. Cohan's famed theory of man's only defensive weapon against women, the hat trick.
From Studio One, CBS presents Baby Cyclone by George M. Cohan, as adapted for radio by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone.
Over here, Meadows.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry to be late, Mr. Webster.
Well, I'm glad somebody got here finally. This is a golf club, not a waiting room.
Yeah, sorry to hold up the game. Wait till you hear what's happened. Oh, I still can't quite believe it. Lydia's accepted me.
Huh?
I proposed, and she said yes.
Hey, well, put it here.
We did it, didn't we?
We did it. Congratulations, son-in-law.
Father-in-law. Oh, if it hadn't been for your help.
Oh, nothing at all. Forget it. I'm as glad to get rid of Lydia as you are to get her.
Oh, don't give me that now, Mr. Webster. Oh, she's the most wonderful, the most beautiful, the most understanding.
Yes, yes, but she's contrary as all get out. Why, that girl's been in love with you all along. Anybody could see it. But would she admit it? Oh, no, sir. Not till I said that you were too short for her, that you weren't smart enough for her, and that you got too much money for her.
You said what?
What does it matter what I said? It worked, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. We had lunch at the plaza and took a walk at Central Park. Lydia had been saying no for so long, I just proposed as a matter of course, and she said yes.
Good, good. Say, you got the strength to play a game of golf, fella?
Oh, the way I feel right now, I could top Sam Snead himself. Cartwright isn't coming?
No. Cartwright's life isn't his own since his wife got that dog. Huh? Meadows, you're practically a member of my family, so I'll tell you something for your own good. You keep my daughter away from dogs.
Dogs? Well, Lydia's not interested in dogs.
Well, she's crazy about them.
She is?
Yes, but I'm firm, and she knows it. I told Cartwright to be firm. Use the hat trick if necessary, I told him.
The what trick?
Why, the good old hat trick. A man can always reach for his hat and leave. Say goodbye. Then your wife knows you mean business. Only way a man can survive.
Oh, well, that'll never happen to me, Mr. Webster. I understand Lydia, and she certainly understands me.
She does, huh? Mm-hmm. A woman loving a man is a tyrant. A man loving a woman is a slave.
Well, I'm in love, Mr. Webster, but I haven't the faintest idea how it works.
Listen, I say it's a great life, Meadows. Yes, sir, it's a great life, so long as a guy can figure out how he can keep one step ahead of his wife. Well, are we playing golf, or are you too dewy-eyed to see the ball?
Well, a little, maybe. You see, we're announcing the engagement right away, Mr. Webster, tonight, at Lydia's birthday party.
Oh, seems to me it's her third birthday this year. Wonder what she'll try to get out of me. Well, how about it? Are we going to play golf? I didn't come here to spend Saturday afternoon looking at the club's rhododendron beds.
Oh!
Wake up, Daddy. Wake up. I've got a surprise. The grandest surprise for you.
Who?
Me.
Oh, hello, Lydia.
Guess what's happened, Daddy? You just guessed. I'm the luckiest girl alive.
Lydia, I lost a couple of years' sleep when you were a baby, and I haven't caught up yet. Now, just because you got yourself engaged to a young nincompoop who's too short, too dumb, and too rich for you, is no reason to break into my afternoon nap.
Oh, Joe told you.
He did?
But this is something else. I want you to meet my cunningest, sweetest, most adorable little cyclone.
Your cunningest little what?
Cyclone. I was at the corner of 57th and 5th Avenue waiting for a taxi when I saw the manliest looking man with an adorable Pekingese.
Pekingese? Lydia.
You wouldn't have been able to resist him. I went over and petted him and he took to me.
The man or the dog?
Oh, Daddy, you're cute. The dog.
And what about the man?
Well, the young man's awfully nice. His name's Hurley, Eugene Hurley. He sold Cyclone to me for $5. I'd have given him 50.
Did you buy this mutt? Is it here?
Now, Daddy, you mustn't call Cyclone a mutt. He's got a longer pedigree than you have. Mother's wild about him.
Now, listen. I settled this dog question 20 years ago when your mother fell in love with a French poodle.
But Cyclone isn't a poodle.
A city apartment is no place for any kind of mutt. Dogs need the country. Wide open spaces where you can go out and lose them.
I was afraid you were going to be difficult.
Difficult? It's a question of my rights as a man.
Daddy, Cyclone is my dog. He'll leave fast enough when Joe and I get married.
When's that? Tonight?
Must you be so selfish? All men aren't like you. A dog's a man's best friend.
A dog's best friend is another dog.
That poor Mr. Hurley was in tears when he said goodbye to Cyclone.
Now, sure, I can imagine how reluctant he was if he sold a thoroughbred for $5.
Well, he did.
Yes, this Hurley Burley's no dope. He must have been crying for joy to get rid of a mutt so easily.
Wait till you see Cyclone before you decide you don't like him. He's beautifully cared for. That Mr. Hurley must have spent hours combing his coat.
Lydia, out your Pekingese goes, or I'm buying me a St. Bernard.
Huh?
The biggest one grown. Your yapping little lapdog will have company until the St. Bernard eats him alive.
Daddy, I have a feeling you're determined to be mean and contrary.
Lydia, my dear, you're so right. You find me on the barricades. This is my home, not a kennel.
Very well. I'll keep Cyclone at Joe's house. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, I wonder.
And I won't even let you look at Cyclone. The poor baby's so sensitive. Nasty old man like you would give him distemper anyhow.
Suits me fine. Did you plan to use the phone?
Nope.
Well, I do.
I'm taking little Cyclone to the vet now to see about his diet. You might have made him your friend, Daddy. You'll be sorry.
I had no lap dog who's a friend of mine ever. What a life. Yes, sir, a great old life. Just try and keep half a step ahead of a woman.
Mr. Meadows' apartment.
Oh, hello, Evans. This is Robert Webster. Is Mr. Meadows in?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell him it's urgent.
Urgent, Mr. Webster?
Yes, urgent. H-U-R-R-Y.
Yes, sir. Just a moment, sir.
Cyclone. Pekingese. Rubbish. Oh, didn't I call it, though? Ah! The man's got to be firm. Lay down the law. Give a woman a lapdog and you lead a lapdog's life.
Hello, Mr. Webster.
Joe.
Yes, is anything wrong?
You bet something's wrong. You better get right over here.
Something's happened to Lydia.
No, nothing happened to Lydia. How could anything happen to Lydia? But something's going to happen to you.
Me?
Yes, you. I want to talk to you before she does, so get your hat, get a taxi, and get over here fast.
Well, I'm shaving.
Well, shave in the taxi. Get over here fast, Meadows. You're heading into a cyclone.
Taxi! Taxi! Heading into a cyclone. Now, what in the... Hey, taxi!
Oh... I dare you to do it, Eugene Hurley.
Oh, Jess, I don't care if you are my wife. I've got a good mind to slap you right in the face.
I just dare you to slap me. Oh, help!
Now, wait a minute. I haven't even touched you yet.
I just dare you to slap me, Eugene Hurley.
Making a scene out in public over a fool dog.
You gave Slap to Cyclone away. You know you gave him away. You lost him on purpose.
Oh, shut it out, Jess. What are the other people looking at?
I hate you.
Now, you shut up or I will slap you right in the face.
Oh,
come on.
You get away from me, you slip.
Hey, take it easy there. You can't go around slapping women.
Let go of my collar. This is none of your business. She's my wife.
You big brute going around slapping women.
I never touched you, Jesse. I never even let go, brother. Let go, will you, before you get hurt? I tell you, she's my wife.
Oh, my.
That'll take you to butt in.
Get him back, mister. Get him back while knocking's block off.
Well, now, Jesse, take it easy.
The coward is running away from us. You come back here, Eugene Hurley, and tell me what you did to Cyclone.
That was a fast action.
He's ruining my life. He gave my poor little baby away.
What? Why, I never heard of such a thing. Giving a baby away.
He hit her.
You big bully.
No, I didn't hit her. The other fella did. Now, listen, lady, I've got to beat it. I'm late.
Oh, don't leave me. I've got no place to go.
Well. Quick, let's get into this taxi.
Will somebody please tell me what's going on?
Driver, let's go anywhere, but quick. Get going.
Phew. That was a close call. Nothing worse than getting mixed up with a crowd.
Now, where can I drop you? May I take you home?
You're not married to Eugene Hurley, or you'd know I can't go home. You don't know what a roughneck he is. There's only Mother.
Well, you've got to go someplace, Mrs.
Hurley.
Hurley. May I take you to your mother's home, then?
My mother lives in Buffalo.
Oh. Well, I'd be glad to drop you with a friend.
I have no friends except my husband's friends, and they're no friends of mine. Mm. Oh, my poor baby. I'll be sorry to my dying day I ever married Eugene Hurley.
I can't imagine what kind of a man would give his own child away.
Heartless, jealous. I should have found out before I married him, but I was so young, so naive.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
A whole year.
My word. Then it was just a tiny infant.
Oh, it's not a real baby.
It isn't real.
Well, but it's practically as bad as that. It's my little Pekingese.
Pekingese? You mean he gave your dog away?
The cutest, the most helpless, most sensitive baby Pekingese you ever saw.
Oh.
I'll show you his picture. Can you imagine it? Eugene Hurley being jealous because I wear Cyclone's little picture in my little locket.
A Cyclone?
That's his name. He was born in a storm.
Well, it's hard to understand a sane, sensible man being jealous of a dog.
He's revengeful, too. He took Cyclone out for a walk this afternoon, you see. He tells me the little sweetheart ran away. As if he could. Oh, what a liar that Eugene is. It was the other way around. I know it.
Yes, the loss of your dog must be a terrible shock, I'm sure. Now, if you'll just tell me where I can drop you...
I don't care if I die. Why, Eugene even tried to take Cyclone's picture out of my locket and put his own back. He has no respect for my feelings.
Well, he must love you if he wants you to wear his picture in your locket.
He can't love me or he wouldn't have lost Cyclone.
Yes, I guess. Well, now, if you'll tell me where you'd like to go, Mrs.
Hurley, Jesse Hurley.
Yes, well, I have a date. Where can I drop you?
Oh, I don't want to be a burden to you, Mr. Meadows.
No. Well, I'll take you back to my building. You can rest there until you're feeling better. Evans will look out for you.
Oh, I don't care. I really don't care what happens to me now.
Driver, let's go back to Park Avenue and 55th. Evans! Evans!
Who's that?
My butler.
Oh, I can't stay here. Eugene will kill you. And me and maybe even... what's his name?
Evans?
Yeah, Evans.
Oh. Mr. Meadows, I've been trying to locate you everywhere.
Oh, yes, I had to come back.
Mr. Webster's been calling every 5 minutes. Oh, your eye, sir. Whatever happened to your eye?
Well, never mind about that now.
An encounter with the door, sir?
Never mind, Evans. Have we smelling salts?
I don't believe so, sir.
Oh, your eye is all puffed up. Well,
you'd better see a doctor right away, sir.
First, we need a doctor for Mrs. Hurley.
Mrs. Hurley, sir.
Mrs. Hurley is my guest.
Oh, I don't want to see a doctor. I don't want to see anybody.
Would you like to lie down in the study?
No, I don't want to.
Perhaps Mrs. Hurley would like a cup of tea.
No, nothing. I don't want a thing.
Now, it might steady your nerves.
Your eye is most unbecoming, sir.
Yes, I'll stop at the doctor's later. Now, you fetch the tea, Evans.
Yes, sir.
And now, Mrs. Hurley, your telephone number is circle 7...
I made
seven...
a terrible mistake coming here. I'm going.
Well, but where? You can't go home and you can't go wandering around the city. Now sit down and try to be calm.
Oh, I've no place. Nobody.
No, Mrs. Evans. Now, look, let's look at this sensibly. I've no motive for interesting myself in your welfare except from a purely sympathetic and human standpoint. You believe that, don't you?
Yes, I suppose. You're very kind.
Well, then, let me handle your husband.
I'll get him to come over. Oh, will you excuse me? I'd better answer the phone.
Oh, I'm afraid of him. He's a heartless brute. He gave my baby away.
Hello?
Well, it's about time.
Mr. Webster.
Why aren't you over here?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Webster. I've had a sort of an accident.
I can hear your accident screaming.
Yes, I got into a mix-up. I got punched in the eye.
Oh, you did. Are you a peeping Tom?
No, nothing of the kind. It was an accident.
You mean she hit you in the eye?
No. Why should she hit me in the eye?
Why should anybody hit you in the eye?
Well, her husband didn't...
Her husband? Oh, now we're getting someplace.
No, it's not what you think. I'll explain everything when I get over.
Forget it. Look, Meadows, I'm coming over to your place. You stay there. I've got to talk to you before Lydia does. Get that accident out of your house. Goodbye.
Oh, but you mustn't misunderstand. Don't you... Yeah. He hung up. Oh, well, what now?
Oh, I'd better leave. I'm making trouble for you.
Mr. Hurley is threatening to break his way in.
Huh? Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Eugene Hurley.
Oh, don't let him in.
Now, Mrs. Hurley, please be calm. The arrival of your husband simplifies matters a very great deal.
Oh, he's coming to beat me up. I told you what he's like.
Evans, will you show Mrs. Hurley into the study?
Yes, sir.
You won't have to talk to your husband. I will.
Don't tell him I'm here.
Oh, don't you worry about a thing. Evans, I'll talk to Mr. Hurley in here.
Yes, sir. You'd better do something about that eye, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, does it look that bad?
It doesn't look good, sir. Mm. Your tea will be ready in a moment, Mrs. Hurley. Will you follow me, please?
Do you think you can keep me waiting? Where's my wife?
Now, she's here, Mr. Hurley, but she's ill.
Yeah? What's the matter with her?
She's on the verge of a nervous collapse.
Oh, she is, huh?
Now, listen, if you've come here to start trouble...
No. I don't want any trouble, Mr. Meadows. And if you're wondering how I found you and how I know your name, well, I didn't lose sight of you from the moment I poked you in the eye. When you shoved Jesse into that taxi, I hopped another and tailed you. I'm sorry you got that sock in the eye, Mr. Meadows, but it's your own fault.
But what right have you to slap a woman in the face?
All the right in the world if I want to. She happens to be my wife.
Does being married to her give you that right?
Are you married?
Well, no, but I expect to be shortly.
Then don't argue the point until you're eligible.
Oh.
What's more, Mr. Meadows, just to keep the record straight, I did not slap her in the face.
I heard you.
Now, did you see me do it?
See you?
Ah, now, you see, you did not. You heard Jessie scream that she had been slapped, and you just took it for granted.
Well, actually, I didn't see it. And I certainly didn't mean to butt in.
She's always pulling that scream act, and I have to fight my way out of a crowd every time it happens.
You mean to say
But she's my wife, and I love her. Believe it or not, I do. I'm crazy about her. I'd have to be crazy to put up with her. Jessie is the meanest, the most impossible, But she's the most tantalizing woman on this green earth.
Yes, I think I'm beginning to see what you mean.
Listen, no matter what my wife told you, these are the facts. She's got a good husband. I'm all right, you know. She has a nice apartment, a 46 car. But so far as the pet dog thing goes, that's all over. Never again. No more.
But she seems so attached to her dog.
Well, I've got nothing against the dog. It's very cute. It's shaggy. It's got pop eyes. Looks surprised all the time.
Yeah. I saw a picture in the locket. Cyclone.
Yeah, Cyclone. Some name for a Pekingese. Yeah. But believe me, I've stood it as long as I can.
Now listen, Mrs. Hurley said you deliberately abandoned the dog.
I did not. I told her Cyclone's got a good home. But I won't tell you, and I won't tell her exactly where. Now, where's my wife? This time, for sure, I'm going to beat some sense into her.
Figuratively speaking.
What? Yeah, sure.
Well, she's in the study. Now, look here. I owe you an apology. I did butt into your business.
Oh, forget it. You got the black eye, didn't you? I'm sorry I socked you instead of her.
Excuse me, Mr. Meadows.
Oh, yes? How's Mrs. Hurley feeling?
Calm down a bit, sir.
This is Mr. Hurley. Will you show him into the study, please?
Yes, sir. But Miss Webster just phoned from downstairs.
Lydia?
She's on her way up here.
Good grief, Lydia.
And she apparently ascertained from the doorman that you're in, sir.
Oh. Well, she'll have to wait. Evans, isn't there a doctor in the next building? I'll have to get this eye fixed up before she sees me.
There's Dr. Anderson, sir, and I suggest you leave by the back entrance.
That's a good idea. Thanks. Tell her I'll be back in a few minutes.
And now, Mr. Hurley, if you'll step down this hallway, the study is the first door on your left.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, when my wife sees me, she'll start screaming, but just don't pay any attention.
Now, you've just got to love him, Cyclone. You've got to make a good impression on my Joe. Promise me that.
Ah, here you are, Miss Webster.
Heavens, isn't he the cutest thing in the whole wide world? Yeah. Now, don't you be afraid of the big bad man. Cyclone, say hello to Evans.
Hello, doggy.
Ask him where Mr. Meadows is, Cyclone.
Doggy, Mr. Meadows will be detained a very few minutes, Mrs. Just next door. Would you care to wait?
Sure.
But not in the study, miss.
Why not in the study, Evans? What's going on in there?
Well, to tell you the truth, miss, Mr. Meadows has had a little accident.
Oh? Well, how interesting. What kind of little accident?
Nothing to alarm you, miss. He's been the recipient of a black eye.
A black eye? Oh, the poor darling. However did it happen?
I'm sure I don't know, miss. Dr. Anderson in the next building is looking after it.
Well, I'll go right over to Dr. Anderson's myself, but I'll leave Cyclone here. He's easily frightened of strangers.
Yes, miss.
Take good care of him, Evans.
Yeah.
Would you bring him a saucer of milk, please?
Quite so, Miss Webster.
We're so thirsty, aren't we, Cyclone? Now, don't be frightened, you little love. I'm leaving you with Evans. Goodbye. Mama Lydia will be right back.
Now, please, Eugene, I'm perfectly right. I want to go straight home.
Now, just take it easy, Jess, honey. This is the hall. I think we go this way.
Wait a minute. Listen. That was a dog I heard in the study.
No.
I told you I did.
No, but it don't go. So it's a dog.
But listen, it sounds like... Oh, I'd know his bark anywhere.
Oh, let's get out of here, honey.
Oh, I'm not hearing things. He's here. Cyclone's here.
Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, Cyclone, all my precious, my baby.
Oh, I'm dreaming this.
Gene, you were fooling. You were fooling me all the time.
No, I wasn't, but I... Oh, it can't be.
Oh, Cyclone, baby, you were barking for me. You knew your mummy was white. Oh, look at him jump at your knees. Oh, you do the dog a little thing. Oh, Gene, you've made me the happiest in the whole world, and I'll forgive you for everything. I love you more than ever. Oh, thanks.
What's that, dear?
I just said thank you, dear, that's all.
Oh, yes, well, come on, let's get out of here.
Here, Doggy, come to Evans. Doggy, you aren't hiding under the couch. Then where are you, Doggy? Don't be bashful. Come, Doggy, here's your saucer of milk. Oh, dear, Miss Webster. Doggy.
Here I am again, Evans. Did my little precious drink his milk?
He doesn't seem... I poured it out for him, Miss Webster. Is Mr. I improved?
The doctor's pain. He's fine. Cyclone, where did you leave him, Evans?
I have a piece of sad news, miss.
Huh?
The little doggy doesn't seem to be here.
Well, what do you mean he isn't here? I left him in your care.
I've searched high and low. He must have disappeared.
That's ridiculous. Dogs don't disappear.
No.
Here, baby. Here, Cyclone. He always comes when I call. What have you done with him, Evans?
I've only been trying to find him, miss.
This is terrible. If anything happens to him, I shall hold you to blame. Cyclone. Here, Cyclone.
Oh, dear. This is most distressing. Most distressing.
Hello, Evans.
Oh, Mr. Webster, I'm delighted you've come. The little dog is missing.
What? The pooch is missing? Good. Best news I've heard today.
But Miss Webster's terribly upset.
I ain't never get high blood pressure over a dog, Evans. Confidentially, it was nice work. Have a cigar.
But I don't understand, sir.
Evans, I can't find him.
Oh, hello, Lydia.
Daddy, you did it. You got rid of him. It's a conspiracy. You opened the door and pushed Cyclone out.
Oh, I did?
But Miss Webster, your father only just came in. The dog has been missing for half an hour.
Somebody stole him. Some Somebody's taken my cyclone away.
Well, call the Bureau of Missing Persons.
It's a joke to you.
Ah, hello, Mr. Webster.
Well, glad to see you, Meadows.
Joe, do you know what's happened?
What?
My darling cyclone's gone. Somebody stole him right in this house.
Yes, imagine.
Oh, well, now, how could anyone steal it? What's your dog's name?
Cyclone. Baby Cyclone.
The Hurleys.
Who?
The Hurleys. Cyclone's their dog.
Well, that's fine.
I don't understand you, Joe. I want my little baby, and if you know...
No, it's very simple, dear. Mr. and Mrs. Hurley were here. They must have seen Cyclone. He's their dog.
He's my dog. You go right over to the... Who's it, is it?
The Hurleys.
The Hurleys, and bring him back.
Well, I'll certainly get in touch with him.
Remember, Cartwright, the poor fish.
I want my dog. I've never loved anything so much in all my life.
Oh, now, Lydia, you don't mean that. You only got the dog this afternoon.
I don't want to hear anything from you. My dog was kidnapped in this house, and I'm holding you responsible, and I won't speak to you again until I get Cyclone back.
Now, Lydia, I'd do anything
Remember,
for you, but...
Remember, Cartwright, the poor fish.
Joe, if you love me, you'll find my dog.
You know I love
Cartwright,
you,
Cartwright, the poor
Prove
fish.
Prove you love me, then. There's only one way you can prove it, and if you don't get Cyclone back, he was stolen in your apartment. I never want to see you again.
Lydia, darling.
Let her go.
Oh, this is terrible. Why, I've never seen her like this before.
I warned you when a woman gets dog crazy.
But you are prejudiced against them, Mr. Webster.
Nuts! I like animals, but silly fools like Lydia carry this dog routine too far. It's no joke when a man finds himself playing second fiddle to a mutt.
But, Mr. Webster...
Do you want that happening to you? I had a narrow escape from a French poodle 20 years ago. Now, if you're smart, you'll profit from my experience.
Well, I don't want Lydia unhappy.
Would you rather be unhappy? Then give in to her.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't want to give in. I feel the way you do, but you hurt her. She won't talk to me till she gets Cyclone. What's a fella to do?
Well, offhand, Meadows, I just couldn't tell you. But we'll think of something.
You are listening to Studio One, Columbia's new full-hour series of feature productions. Tonight's presentation is George M. Cohan's saga of the American Male in Revolt, Baby Cyclone. We shall resume our story after the customary pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Continuing Studio One from CBS. We bring you the concluding portion of Baby Cyclone, written by the late George M. Cohan. When husbands and wives get tired of arguing over the bridge table, disputing the gin rummy score, or comparing the merits of their respective in-laws, there is always another source of domestic conflict. The pet of the household. It may be dog, cat, canary, or goldfish, but in the case of Mr. Cohan's little confection, we are dealing with that remarkable species, that race apart, the Pekingese. It would seem in our play that being a Pekingese shouldn't even happen to a dog, but it does. And its name and our hero is Baby Cyclone.
What the neighbors think. How could you do it, Eugene Hurley?
How could you stand
on the street and sell my poor little dog and to the first stranger that came along?
The first?
How could you be so cruel, so unkind, so un-American?
What do you mean, un-American?
Well, then, unkind. That's un-American, isn't it?
Look, Jesse, take it easy, will you? You got the dog back. It's here, and I suppose it's going to stay.
It stays, or I don't.
All right. It stays. But... under entirely different conditions.
Such as?
No more foolishness. No more baby talk. The dog cannot be brought to the table. He does not sleep at the foot of our bed. He does not go walking with me every single time I step out of the house.
All right, Eugene Hurley. If he can't come to the table, I won't. If he can't sleep at the foot of the bed, I won't go to bed. If he can't walk with us, I won't walk with you.
If you say another word, I'll throw this flea-bitten pooch out the window.
You do, and I'll jump out after him.
Oh, for the love of all that's human, Jess. You're taking a stand against your husband in favor of a dumb animal.
There's a difference. Cyclone may be dumb, but he's not deaf.
He can hear every word you're saying, and you're breaking his poor little heart. Look at the tears in his eyes.
Tears in his... Oh, this is more than I can stand.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going out to get drunk.
I dare you to. I just dare you to leave me. I know what you want, Eugene Hurley. You want people to think I'm driving you to drink. You go out that door, and I'll go out the window, and I'll scream at the top of my voice.
All right, yes, all right. Now, you win this time. But from now on, watch out.
Why? Are you going to try and steal my dog again?
Oh, it's your dog now.
Yes, my dog. It used to be our dog, but now he's mine. Who's that?
Can you see through the door? I can't.
If anybody's come for Cyclone, you tell him I'm not home. Yeah, you'll find me locked in my bedroom.
No, Jess, you... Oh, women, not... I'm coming.
Hello, Hurley. I'm sorry to disturb you.
Oh. Hello, Meadows. Come in.
Is the dog here?
Is the dog here? Yeah. It seems that my wife's locked herself in the bedroom with it.
Oh. Well, do you know the girl you sold the dog to is my fiancé?
What? Your fiancé? Mm. No kidding.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of such a coincidence?
Oh, not outside of Dick Tracy.
Well, she's terribly upset. I can't pacify her.
Oh.
I tried to explain how you and Mrs. Hurley happened to be at my house, but she won't listen. So I thought, well, if the two of you would do me a favor and come over, and Miss Webster, Lydia, would recognize you as the man who sold her the dog, she'd know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Meadows, the best way to handle this now that you're here is for you to take the dog back to her. Well, legally, it's hers.
Oh, well, I couldn't think of that, no.
Oh, no. What's right is right. We're in the wrong.
Don't you hear what you're saying, Eugene Hurley? Nobody in this world's going to take my dog away from
me. Now, Jesse, you... Oh, that gives you an idea of what I'm up against.
Yeah. Obviously, a woman of spirit.
Oh, this is a great evening for company. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Lydia.
So you sell dogs and steal them back, do you, Mr. Whirly?
Well, Hurley.
Lydia.
What did this man say to you, Joe? What excuse did he offer?
Now,
where's my dog?
Take it easy, dear. Mr. Hurley, this is my fiancée, Miss Webster.
I want my dog.
Well, who's arguing? I'm in favor. It's rightfully yours.
Has she got my dog in there?
The situation's a bit complicated, dear.
I demand you open this door. Tell that woman my dog belongs to me.
Yeah, I have told her.
I'll give you 5 minutes to return my dog or I'll send for the police.
You give that woman back her $5 and get her out. Do you hear me?
I'm not budging till I get my dog.
Lydia, for heaven's sake, you must be reasonable.
Wait a minute. I think I've got an idea.
Where are you going?
Well, I'll try to get Cyclone for you by sneaking in the bedroom window. I want you to have that dog, believe me.
I'll believe you... I'll believe you when Cyclone is in my possession.
Now, just a minute, Hurley.
What?
I don't want Miss Webster to have Cyclone.
Then why don't you want me to have Cyclone?
Lydia, I don't want pet dogs in my home.
Your home?
Well, our home. Darling, my home will be yours very soon.
Not without Cyclone, it won't be.
I don't say that, Lydia.
I am saying it. And I see through you very plainly. This is just a conspiracy between Daddy and you.
Your father had nothing to do with this.
He told you I bought a dog. He put you up to this. You went out and found Mr. Hurley. You hid him in your home with his female accomplice. And by clever subterfuge, you manipulated matters so I'd come to your house and you'd have them steal Cyclone the minute I turned my back.
Oh, of all the ridiculous
nonsense.
I never
believed your ridiculous story about your old black eye. You lied because you're jealous. Jealous of a poor little Pekingese.
I didn't even know you had a dog.
You knew how unhappy I'd be if I lost Cyclone. But you don't want me to be happy. You're like all men. Self-centered. Selfish. You should be ashamed to talk to me.
What do you think of that, Mr. Hurley?
Compared to Miss Webster, my wife is in the minor league.
Hurley, return the $5 you got from my fiancé.
Don't bother. I won't sell my dog for $1,000,000 now.
Lydia, I forbid you to carry this foolishness any further.
Who are you to forbid me anything? I forbid you to forbid me.
You're forcing me to this. Make your choice. It's the dog or me.
The dog.
You mean that?
Absolutely.
Then you'll never see me again. Good night.
Why, Joe,
Now, don't weaken now, Miss Webster. This is a point in your life where you've got to prove that you've got a mind of your own. Cyclone is legally yours. You stick by your guns.
I heard every word you said, Eugene Hurley. I know what you're up to.
Where's Cyclone?
You get out of my house. Go on, get out.
Not before you give me back my dog.
I'll give you 10 seconds to get out that door. That's all I'll give you. As for you, Eugene Hurley, if your attitude doesn't change, I'll leave you.
Pardon me.
Miss Webster pulled a quickie.
That woman locked herself in with Cyclone. Open this door. Open it. Eugene, you break the door down.
Go ahead and make me, honey.
I know what's in her mind. Well, I can think as fast as she can. I'll have a cop up here in 2 seconds. Thief! Stop me!
Oh, for the love of Pete! Oh! Come out, Miss Webster. She's gone.
What?
She's gone. Now's your chance.
I believe you. You are trying to help me.
Yes, and you'll help me if you get out of here fast. Don't take the elevator. Huh? Use the back stairs quick as you can, but hurry.
Baby, you'll be all right.
Shh. Quiet. Hurry up, officer. That's her. There she goes with my dog.
Taxi. Taxi.
Lydia.
Where are you off? Why did you come back?
I want to apologize.
You can be a gentleman and get out of this taxi so I can get in.
Now, we both said things we don't really mean. It's ridiculous to break our engagement over a dog.
Will you get out of my way? You're keeping me here deliberately.
Darling.
Thieves, both of them.
Just a minute. Hold it. Not so fast, bud.
All right, are you talking to me, officer?
That's right. This lady says you stole her dog.
That lady has caused me considerable trouble today already.
It's my dog, officer.
I don't care what you do to them. All I want is my dog.
He's mine.
You stole him from me.
I bought him and paid for him. I can prove you're a dog thief if I want to make trouble.
Hey, Jess, what's the big idea?
Don't you dare to talk to me again, Eugene.
Now, just a minute, one at a time. Whose dog did this?
Mine.
Who talked first?
I did.
The dog belongs to Miss Webster.
That's a lie, a downright lie.
It's the truth, and I insist you release me.
The dog belongs to Mrs. Hurley.
Now, one at a time, who's Mrs. Hurley?
I am.
The dog belongs to her, you say?
No, to her, Miss Webster.
Mr. Hurley sold it without her permission.
You're taking a sweet kind of revenge.
One at a time.
I bought the dog in the first place, so I had the right to sell it.
Who are you?
Her husband.
Whose husband?
Mine.
And you say the dog belongs to the other lady?
It does not.
It certainly does.
Quiet! Who are you?
Joseph Meadows. I'm this lady's fiancé.
Were you mean?
You know this man.
Why, certainly. He's a friend of mine.
Some friend. He punched in the eye this afternoon.
You keep your mouth shut, Jesse.
I guess you two are married all right. Now, what's your reason for punching him in the eye?
Well, that's kind of personal.
Now, it's all right, Hurley. You go ahead and tell him.
Well, he interfered with me and my wife.
You took her to your house?
My husband knows all about it.
What is this, a shakedown?
Wait a minute. No crime.
It's all a trumped-up story to steal my dog.
You dare, Cyclone.
Quiet! I'm doing the talking. Now, did she steal the dog from you?
No, she stole it from me.
My husband stole it from me and sold it to her.
And they stole it back from me.
Who did? They do, Mr. Meadows. Stole it from them.
Do I look like a man who steals Pekingeses?
You hire others to do the dirty work.
Quiet! Let me get this straight. You stole the dog from your wife, and you misbought the dog from him, and then you stole the dog from her.
How could I steal my own dog?
Then he punched you in the eye. Well, never heard of anything more balled up in my life. Quiet, you two!
He's afraid of you. Don't use that tone to a dog.
Now let me hold him.
Let me.
Quiet! You scared of me, doggy? My wife's been wanting a pooch like you for a long time. What are you scared of, Foolish Face?
His name is not Foolish Face.
It's Cyclone.
He was born in a storm.
Yeah, he must have been. He's capable of raising storms.
One more comic note and I'll run the whole lot of you in.
Look here, officer. I'm Joseph Meadows of Brooks, Mann, and Meadows.
Oh, the banking outfit. And I suppose you're the vice president of the U.S. Mint and these ladies are the Rockefeller girls.
I have credentials.
Well, I've had enough gags out of the whole bunch here.
I'll have my dog, please.
You give him to me, it's my dog.
Who do you think I am, Solomon? Well, you had a lot of fun riding me, so now I'll give you all a little ride.
You can't arrest us.
No.
Oh, can't I, Mr. Meadows of Brooks, Mann, and Meadows? I'll arrest all of you. And the charge is disturbing the peace and refusing proper information to an officer of the law.
This court rules Miss Lydia Webster as the rightful owner of the dog Cyclone and awards said dog to her custody. Next case, please.
No!
Cut it out, will you?
You did this to me, Eugene Hurley. You did it to me.
Order, please.
I never
order.
Want to see you again. Never, never as long as I live.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jess, but I told you
let
that...
Let go of my arm. Don't touch
but
me
But I'll
again.
Buy you another peek. I'll buy two, three of the... Oh, come on home, Jess.
I'm not going home with you. I never want to see that bare, empty apartment again.
Oh, Jess, what do you want me to do? Cut my heart out to prove I'm sorry?
Go away. Get away from me. Get out of my sight.
Oh, Jess, now, that's no way to talk
about it. Cyclone, you're crying for me.
Mrs. Hurley.
Well, he's yours. I wish you'd take him away. I can't bear to look at his little face.
Oh, well, wait. Let me see him once more to say goodbye.
I was thinking how badly I'd feel if I had to say goodbye to Cyclone.
My heart's broken, and my home's broken.
I really wish there was some way for you to have him and for me to have him at the same time.
I'll never be able to forget you, Cyclone. I never will. My life might just as well be over.
Oh, you poor dear. Well, you're welcome to visit him.
It would be too cruel having to say goodbye again and again.
Oh, Mrs. Hurley, I've got the best idea. I know how we can share the little precious.
What do you mean?
Well, he needs a companion, and I wouldn't think of trusting him with anyone but a person as fine and kind and loving as you are. You can live at my house and see him all the time.
Are you offering me a job?
Well, that's putting it on a vulgar basis, but would you be his companion? If you'd like, you could wear a uniform that would match his beautiful russet coat. You'd look lovely.
Why, being a companion to Cyclone wouldn't be a job. It'd be a pleasure. You don't have to pay me for it.
The salary'd be a formality.
To be with Cyclone all the time. It's a deal. I've left my husband, you know. I'll come home with you right now.
Well, my dear, if Lydia wants to break her engagement, she'll break her engagement. Your daughter is that kind of a girl.
But over a dog, Robert. Now, this time, you've got to be firm with her.
Firm about what? In my opinion, Meadows is more to blame than Lydia. He tried to bulldoze her into giving the dog up.
You don't like dogs any better than Joe does. You know it, and I know it. But you'd never agree with me about anything.
Well, there's no sense in being upset, my dear. Lydia's strong-minded. She's got an independent spirit like yours. If Joe Meadows expected a pushover, well, he's learning.
Well, a man certainly has the right to assert himself with a girl he's going to marry.
Yes, well, if he does, he should stick by his guns. Do you know Meadows was here twice today pleading with Lydia to take him back? Well, she's lost all respect for him, and I don't blame her.
Well, I admire Joe Meadows for that very reason. I like a man who can admit he's wrong once in a while. If you want my opinion, your daughter is making a complete fool of herself over that dog. I could understand if he were a French poodle, but a bow-legged Pekingese.
Look, the dog isn't the real issue now. Lydia has to prove she's got a mind of her own. Where would I be in the world without my individualistic ideas?
There's no difference between your individualism and common obstinacy. And I'd like to know why you're agreeing with Lydia all of a sudden.
Well, she's our little girl. One of us has to take her side.
Here you are, dear.
Thank you.
Listen to her carry on over that Pekingese.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Daddy.
Hello, dear.
We had such a lovely walk in the park, and we saw another little dog we liked very much. Didn't we, Cyclone?
Merciful heavens, I can't listen to any more.
What's wrong with Mother?
She's a bit irritable, dear.
Why? Have you two been talking about Joe?
Well, it would lessen the strain somewhat if we knew for sure whether the engagement is on or off.
Off. I sent back the ruby bracelet.
Well, I guess that finishes it. It's off.
I don't think I'm interested in marriage anymore. From what Jessie says, her life with Eugene Hurley was one long series of battles right from the beginning. And they started out being desperately in love.
Yeah, well, it's not so easy to fall out of love.
I'm just not thinking about Joe anymore. I haven't a minute's thought to give him. All my love is going to my precious baby. To you, my little precious. And, Daddy, dear. I'm so grateful to you for being reasonable about Cyclone.
Well, don't forget, he's here on a day-to-day basis. I'm still thinking it over.
I want to see my wife when I'm going to see her. Hey, you, Miss Webster, where's my wife?
Well, really? People are thrown in jail for breaking into houses, you know, Mr. Hurley.
Look, I got a right to see my wife. There ain't no law against it.
She's made it quite clear that you are superfluous.
Oh, look, listen, Miss Webster, I'm a broken man. I haven't slept in the last 3 nights.
Huh?
I can't keep my mind on my job. I'm half crazy. I've got to see Jessie and come to an understanding.
I'm very sorry. I can't help you. Now, if you'll please...
Oh, hey, there she is. Jess, wait.
Oh, it's you.
When will you learn to stop pestering me?
Oh, Jesse, have a heart. Don't you see the mess we're getting into?
I don't wish to discuss it.
Oh, look, listen, I'm to blame 100%, but I swear to you, I'll never complain about anything again as long as I live. And as far as the dog goes, you can move a whole kennel into the apartment. Oh, please, baby, let's fix things up.
It's too late.
Don't be silly. You can't live for a dog.
Who says I can't?
Who are you hurting except yourself, Jesse? Trying to pay me back this way, you crazy little fool.
Well, that sounds a lot more like you, Eugene Hurley.
Oh, Jesse, honey, I... Wait a minute. What's that you're wearing?
I'm supporting myself, so kindly leave me alone.
Is that a uniform? No, well, don't tell me. Are you a nursemaid to that dog? You take that thing off before I give you a spanking.
Oh, you're nothing but a common low roughneck. You get out of here.
No,
get out!
Jesse, no, Jesse, listen, I didn't mean it. Please come back. Door. Of all the mean, impossible dames on this impossible, miserable earth, she's without doubt the meanest, most tantalizing female that I ever came in contact with in all my mean, miserable, impossible life.
Excuse me. May I ask what you're doing?
I am losing my temper. Who are you?
Lydia's father.
Well, this is your house. Yes, I better apologize for busting in. I'll just go along.
Hold on. You're Eugene Hurley. Right?
Yeah. I wish I was anybody else, but...
Look, I think you had the right idea there, my boy. Only stick to it.
Huh?
Don't budge an inch. A man has to assert himself in his own home.
I haven't got a home left.
Oh, of course you have. She'll come back if you're firm. Give her enough time to miss you.
Oh, you don't know my wife.
How long have you been married?
A year.
Well, I'm an old-timer. I've had 27 of them.
27 wives, Mr. Webster?
I don't think that requires an answer.
Oh, no.
Look, I never weaken. I never waste words. When it gets to a showdown, I just reach for the hat and... out.
Oh, you reach for the... Oh, but doesn't your wife scream?
They all scream. They've all got the same bag of tricks. When you're home in the evening, doesn't your wife threaten to jump out the window?
Oh, she sure does.
Yeah, but as a rule, you're away at work all day.
Yeah. I don't get you, Mr. Webster.
She's home alone. The window's there. Nobody to stop her. Why doesn't she jump?
Huh?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Be firm. Reach for the hat, my boy, and out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, mine, though, is a kind of a peculiar case.
Oh, they're all peculiar. Don't yield an inch and don't forget the hat trick.
Just reach for the hat and out.
And out.
Why is she screaming?
Sure, the first scream. Don't wait for the second. Get the idea?
Yeah, I sure do. It's a good idea. I wish I'd thought about it.
Well, it's a little early for you, my boy. That thought usually hits a man about the middle of the second year.
Yeah, I wish I'd had the good luck to talk to you about a year ago, Mr. Webster.
Well, if you had, the chances are you mightn't have gotten married.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm in love with Jessie. Why, I'm going crazy without her.
Look, would you be in love with her if she were some other man's wife?
Certainly not.
Well, there you are.
I don't get you.
Well, it's a little early for you. That thought comes about the beginning of the third year.
Huh? Oh, gee, gosh, yeah, I sure do get it.
Oh, well, Joe, they're absolutely perfect.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to tell them from cyclones.
Hey, let's see what's going on.
This one's Rainbow and that one's Sunshine.
The coolest little things I've ever seen. How smart of you, Joe.
Oh, my gosh, he's brought in two more like cyclones.
Hello, Mr. Webster.
Hello.
Well, what do you think of my idea? I've presented Lydia and Mrs. Hurley with two of the finest Pekingeses money can buy.
You did? What's the big idea?
I've decided to forgive Joe. That's the big idea.
And if you're ready to apologize all over again, Eugene Hurley, I might even forgive you.
Sure, I'll apologize. I'll do anything you want, honey.
You like her? It's a little girl.
Oh, baby, do I like that little girl. But especially this little girl. Nothing's ever going to break us up again.
Oh, Meadows, you're a fool.
Don't talk that way.
say, he's going to be your son-in-law.
Is this my little doggie? Is this my cyclone?
What do you say?
Yes, he's her dog now. Mother hit on the perfect solution.
What solution? What's going on here?
Shall we tell the big naughty man what it's all about, shall we?
Don't wait for his answer. Tell me.
Robert, Lydia and Mrs. Hurley have agreed to accept the new dogs from Joe with the understanding that I'll take care of Cyclone. And they may visit him or borrow him whenever they wish.
That dog is not staying in my house.
Oh, stop being difficult.
All right, where's my hat?
Robert, what are you doing?
Something I tried to get these two young fools to do.
Robert, where are you going? You come back here.
I've got my hat. Goodbye.
He can go as far as he likes, but Cyclone stays.
That's the spirit, Mother. Don't give in. Daddy's run you long enough.
He certainly has.
You know better than to threaten me that way, don't you, Joe?
And so do you, don't you, Eugene? You know better than to make a crack like that. I'm not going to have any more trouble with you, am I?
Oh, where's my hat?
Oh, you come back here, Eugene Hurley.
I'll have my hat, too.
Joe, you can't leave. We planned...
Out! Out!
All men are crazy.
And how they're crazy.
But they won't drive us crazy, will they, Cyclone Baby?
Sure, Mr. Webster hasn't been at the club once this evening? Oh. Mr. Meadows, either? Oh. Thank you very much.
The father's probably sitting right by the phone coaching the man to say he's not there.
Can you think of any place else to call?
At 2 o'clock in the morning? Oh, I'm dead on my feet, but I can't fall asleep.
Well, the dogs are all asleep. Thank goodness.
Why shouldn't they? What worries have they got? Oh, I wish I'd never set eyes on those dogs.
Jessie's asleep. Sound asleep. Look at her.
Get away from her. You'll wake her up. If she starts her weeping and wailing again, I'll go mad.
Where can they be? I should have thought Joe would come right back. Oh, this is infuriating. Hmm?
Huh? Who's that? What's the matter?
Nothing new is the matter yet. Go back to sleep.
Why, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, isn't this awful?
There she goes again.
Oh, when I think of all the trouble I've caused you two, and you've been so kind, I'm to blame for everything.
You needn't advertise the fact. We understand perfectly.
Oh, Mother, that's being unkind.
Well, I'm a little tired of listening to her wailing. It's all I've heard since 5 o'clock this afternoon.
I know what I'll do. I'll kill myself. That's what I'll do.
Good.
Oh, you hate me.
I don't care if I can't sleep. I'm going to bed.
Mother, how can you at a time like this?
Well, I can't sit around and listen to her yodel for 9 or 10 hours more.
Why do you keep picking on me? What have I done?
Lydia, listen to that. She's just admitted she's to blame for everything. Now she asks what she's done.
Well, when you come right down to it, Mother, what has she done?
Wrecked my home, that's all. And you helped her, Lydia.
Me?
Yes, you know your father's a man of his word. Oh, you're a nuisance, the two of you, and so are your bow-legged mutts.
It was your own idea to keep Cyclone.
The silliest, most asinine thing I ever did was to waste my time and patience on you two simpering, whimpering females. Good night.
Mother's worried about Daddy. I hope the boys are all together.
Maybe they all jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge.
What would they be doing in Brooklyn?
Well, maybe they all got into a fight.
With whom?
With themselves and killed each other.
Jessie, what a horrible idea.
Well, my husband's got a terrible temper. I ought to know.
Jessie, I don't think I'll keep the new dog.
No? Well, then, I don't think I'll keep mine either.
You won't have to. I've decided to give Cyclone back to you.
To me? Why?
It'll make Joe happy. He's going to be my husband, and that's the idea, isn't it? To make your husband happy, if you can.
Well, don't you think I want to make my husband happy? Oh, I wish I'd never seen that flea-bitten pooch.
Why, Jessie!
I mean it. I'm scared to death. Eugene Hurley never did anything like this to me before in all his life.
If only Joe comes back, I'll forgive him everything. I mean I'll apologize. Hey, you know, I feel better just saying it.
I'm getting hungry. I always get hungry when I'm unhappy. But I'll apologize to Eugene, too.
Well, come on. I'll get you something to eat, Jessie. Come into the kitchen, dear.
Shh. Quiet, fellas. I thought they'd never leave.
Yeah, me too. If
we get those dogs without waking them up, we'll be lucky.
Muzzle them with the hats. It's a new hat trick.
Resourceful of you, Hurley. Splendid. Remember, now's the time to be resolute.
I've learned my lesson, Mr. Webster. I won't renege.
Me neither.
Sleeping in my chair. The best isn't good enough for Cyclone. Ouch, go.
Got mine.
I got this one.
Shut up, you mutt.
Oh, somebody's coming. Quick.
No, no, no. Hold on, fellas. I've changed my mind. Huh? Will you face them? Remember what I told you. A woman's got a bag full of tricks, but a man's got only one.
The hat trick.
Right. At the first scream, out. Never waste words. The less you say, the more she'll talk. The more she talks, the less she says. Never weaken, never apologize.
Daddy!
Joe.
Yeah. Jean, is that you, darling?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh. Robert, are you all right?
Hello, my dear.
I was so worried about you, Joe.
Oh, Eugene, I'm so happy to see you. I could cry.
Oh, it's nice to see you, Jesse.
Are you home to stay, Robert?
I stay, my dear, if the dog goes.
Robert. Yes, dear.
Our engagement's on, Lydia. But no dog.
Tonight's taught me a great lesson, Joe. I want to apologize for everything.
All right, go ahead. I think it's coming to me.
And I'll stay, Jess. But that put, out.
Anything you say, darling. Anything you say goes.
Jumping mackerel, it works.
The hat trick. It's a great life. Yes, sir. A great old life. But you've got to keep one step ahead of the ladies.
The Columbia Broadcasting System has brought you Studio One, a feature series of hour-length versions for listening of celebrated stories, novels, and plays. Tonight from Studio One, you have heard Fletcher Markle's production of Baby Cyclone by George M. Cohan. The adaptation was prepared by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. And the original music was composed by Joseph Glover and conducted by Alexander Semler.
And now, in closing, may a producer identify the principals in our cast tonight. In the foreground of the unhappy life and times of Baby Cyclone,
Robert Webster
was played by Everett Sloan.
Lydia Webster
was Ann Burr.
Jesse Hurley
was Pert Kelton.
Eugene Hurley
was Ian Martin.
Joe Meadows
was played by Leon Janney. Catherine Rott was Mrs. Webster. And Donald Bain was a man barking a dog as Baby Cyclone. Next week from Studio One at CBS, our story is a melodrama. A dark and quietly sinister portrait of a man and his wife who are not as ordinary as they might appear to be, and of the inevitable results of a murder which are not as simple as they might have been. The story is Payment Deferred by Jeffrey Dell and C.S. Forrester, and with us as a visiting player in Studio One, you'll hear one of the really great actresses of radio and a new star in the sky of Hollywood, Miss Agnes Moorehead.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.